and welcome to Volunteering Discovery. This is a podcast which takes you behind the scenes of volunteering in health and care in Norfolk and Waveney. Volunteers enhance the experience of people accessing health and care in a huge variety of ways, in our hospitals, our communities, and even from the comfort of their own homes. In each podcast, we'll be hearing from those who give their time supporting others and the people who work alongside them. I'm your host, Sarah, a volunteer coordinator working in the NHS. Why not subscribe to this podcast to make sure you hear all of the upcoming episodes in the series?
In this episode, we're shining a light on volunteering and Project Search in the pharmacy at James Paget Hospital, a programme that's opening doors and creating real opportunities through inclusive practice. We'll be hearing producer Jules in conversation with a pharmacist leading the way in inclusion, a dedicated volunteer and a staff member who joined the team thanks to the support of Project Search. Together, their stories show just how powerful inclusive volunteering can be for individuals, for teams, and for the wider NHS community. Let's dive in.
I'm Lucy Cool. I'm the dispensary and stores manager of the pharmacy, and I've worked here for 25 plus years. We deliver medicines to practically every patient that comes into the trust. So that can be somebody in theatre, somebody on a ward. It can be somebody coming in for an outpatient appointment. So we see over 1,000 patients a day. So yeah, very busy department.
Could you tell us how you've gone about involving people through Project Search and as volunteers within the pharmacy?
Yeah. So I've been a great advocate for Project Search since the project began in 2010. And also the volunteers. So on average, we have sometimes 2 to 3 volunteers a day come through the pharmacy department. And that was from people who were on Project Search and from any other volunteer within the hospital. So yeah, they're a great asset to our department.
I think people that don't know what Project Search is, would you be able to explain it just briefly?
Yeah, so it's a course that the local college at Great Yarmouth are an advocate for, and it helps adults with learning disabilities get experience within a working environment. They work here closely at the James Paget and with the Great Yarmouth Town Hall. So they have placements over both sites.
What kind of things do the people who come to you at the pharmacy as volunteers or through Project Search, what do they do?
So from a volunteer's point of view, we wouldn't be getting them to dispense the medication or check it. Obviously, they would go through all the trust training for confidentiality and
GBS, extra,
yeah, all those kind of things. So from a volunteer's point of view, they know that everything they see and do is confidential.
Yeah.
So what we're getting them to do is not tasks where they're left on their own to do things. They would always be fully supported. So they're not doing things on their own, and they would never be dispensing medication, checking or making or doing anything like that. They're just doing the other tasks that would help us out really and to support us. So they help on our hatch area. So they might help book the prescriptions in with us on our tracking system. They'll deliver medicines to the wards. They help in our stores area, helping open deliveries, assisting the staff, help picking some of the items, and also going through some of the returns that come back off the wards and helping us sort through what we need to get rid of and what we can keep and save money for the trust.
Could you talk us through what a volunteer would do with the pharmacy department then in a typical session?
Yeah, I can take, and they might come in first thing in the morning and help book the backlog in of prescriptions that are awaiting to be processed for the day. And then they'll help, as Charlie was saying, he goes around the wards and bring all the medicines that aren't in needed or required. And they might then help go through those. Some of them we can reuse, some of them we can't. We have a list and they will go through that with the supervision of another member of staff and help dispose of things. They'll then go and help deliver medicines to the wards once they've been dispensed. So yeah, they couldn't work without them.
Through Volunteering for Health, we are looking at ways that we can encourage people who wouldn't normally volunteer or find it more difficult to volunteer to get started. Could you tell us why you're such an advocate for involving people with learning disabilities?
I just think that everybody needs the chance to come and make friends and socialise and be part of a team. And it's really important you get key skills from doing that. And it's really important for all, for the people that work here and for the volunteers. It brings us great joy to show that we're helping people and getting people into a nice environment where they can get some experience to hopefully go on and get jobs.
Did you have to do anything different to supporting other volunteers when thinking about this group within your team?
No, it's just that you have to treat everybody as an individual. So it's looking at the individual needs of that person and adapting things to suit that person. So we will do whatever it takes to keep that person within our department and our team. There's been a few challenges over the years. Social media, people not understanding boundaries of what they can put on social media and what they can't. But we work through that and we make sure that everybody knows rules and regulations from a trust point of view. But apart from that, no, not really. I just think as a healthcare profession, we all come into the healthcare because we care and want to nurture. So I think for my team, I don't think we've had to make many changes because we have that instantly in our genes. We're very lucky that we are a marvellous team like that, and we have really worked together to make make people welcome when they join us.
Are there any things that your current group of volunteers and Project Search members, anything that they excel at or anything that you found that they bring to the team?
So their attention to detail is immense, and they do exactly what it says on the tin. So they are very driven by process. They like everything to be just so. And for a pharmacy department, that is what we all strive for, because our attention to detail, we have to be accurate. We have to make sure the patient gets the right medicine. So they do really fit into that kind of role.
For some people, they might feel a bit nervous coming to join your team. What support do you offer people when they get started? What could they expect from their first few days?
So I'm very fortunate. I have an absolutely amazing team that I work with. They're very friendly and supportive, so they will go above and beyond to make sure that person is supported within their role that they're doing and that we're here to help and be a friend.
And some people volunteer or do Project Search with the aim of hoping to find employment here at the hospital. Have any of the people who have been with you in the pharmacy been able to do that?
Yes. We've taken on, I can remember, we've got 3 people from Project Search that we've employed. 2 are, we class as our pharmacy porters, and they take all the medicines to the ward. But we've also had a young lad who has gone on and done his MVQ and is my top dispenser. So, yes.
What's involved in being a top dispenser?
So he'll have to do his MVQ level 2, which is a course over a year, going through all the legalities of pharmacy, learning the rules and regulations. Then they'd learn their dispensing. And his attention to detail is just immense. Yeah, very good at his job.
What's involved in actually dispensing? What kind of things?
So you'd get a prescription, a handwritten prescription, where you would have to annotate and look and read the prescription. You'd then dispense the medication, use a computer system. You do have a lovely robot, which would then pick the medication for you. You'd then make sure that you've got the correct details and directions on that label for the patient to be able to take the medicine. And then it would go to be checked and then go to the patient for administration.
And if an organisation or a team is thinking, maybe I would like to give this a try and open up opportunities to people who might not volunteer otherwise, do you have any advice for them?
Come and have a look. Come and have a look round. You can go through John, you can come through myself. We're more than happy to show you round.
Lucy's passion for inclusion really shines through, and it's clear how much thought goes into creating a welcoming space in the pharmacy. Now let's hear from Rhys, a volunteer who's part of that team and experiencing the impact of inclusive support firsthand.
I'm Rhys, and I'm going to the pharmacy, delivering different medications to different places, and go around, like, helping people open doors and that, and showing people where to go, and pretty much do all that. Yeah.
How long have you been doing that?
About 2.5 years.
How did you find out about volunteering here?
Through a family member. Yeah, I found out, like, there's some, like, funds who work, what you can do and that. And then, like, gone with my mum, gone see John, and gone to, like, say what I'm interested in, and gone from there, and then done all the training, and all forgot a bit, seeing what you can do, what you can't do, what you can, what things, if you like, in a situation, what would you do, and yeah, it's pretty good.
Did you find that training helpful?
Yeah, I find it helpful than that. From the start off, I was like very nervous, quiet, didn't know what to say and that. And now I'm like literally talking to anyone, doing anything, and yeah.
Can you remember what you were nervous about at the beginning?
Just being in a different environment, if I say anything to people and if they know what I mean, and yeah, just the usual general stuff, yeah.
It's not always easy being in an environment, especially when it's busy as this.
Yeah.
Can you remember why you wanted to volunteer when your family member suggested it to you?
Because I was like helping people out, and I was like being in like ideal hospital, and go around places, learn new things, seeing new things, and help people out with the day and talk to people.
What have you learnt whilst volunteering?
I learnt quite a lot. I learnt like what different wards are, what they do, different areas, different things, what people do, and how they do it, and what they found interesting, and I've found interesting and stuff and that.
Did anything surprise you?
Some things, yeah. When I was going around, I saw someone who I know, and I thought, oh, what? People said, I don't know you're volunteering now. And I said, yeah, I'm doing this 7 months and that. That's good to see people who I used to know, and people I know from a long time ago, and yeah, it's quite nice.
How often do you volunteer?
4 days a week.
Oh, really? Gosh, yeah. A lot.
I volunteer 4 days a week, yep. Yeah.
What do you like about it that makes you want to come in 4 days a week?
I like just like being in different environment, like when it's like quiet, when it's a bit like busy and in different environments and that, and just to get out and do something and help people out, and like feel like I'll go home and like, yeah, I've done something good today and that.
What do you find most enjoyable about having done something good?
I felt like if someone like needs certain medication, like for instance, like because I usually have storage stuff for what's like normal stuff and that, just go around keeping topped up and that, and they have like red trays and urgent ones, but it means they need it at some point within like 2 hours for like something serious or urgent sort of thing, and then I usually like try and get there quicker, so I think, well, that's good. A patient's got what they need, whatever it is, whatever situation it is. And I think, oh, yeah, I help someone else, so that's good.
Is there anything you find difficult about volunteering?
No, not really that much now, but when I started, like, just, like, talking to people, going to different places, make sure I did the right thing and that, but now I'm a bit much, you know, right, did on my own, I'm good. And I'd say, oh, I'm going this one, and I'm going that one, and they're right.
When you were getting started and you weren't quite sure about everything, were there people who were able to help you or you could ask questions?
Yeah, usually people in the pharmacy saying, oh, if you need anything, if you want to talk anything, answer any questions or ideas, anything, just come and talk to me and anyone in the pharmacy. Yeah, people actually help me out or that.
And do you have any particular memories of something that stands out to you, like things that were really nice that you think back on and think, oh yeah, I remember that?
Things like go well and like know how to go where places and that, and like going to different places, like open up loads of other ideas and opportunities, and yeah, just like new things after new things. Yeah, so that's pretty good.
What opportunities has it opened up for you?
To be in different places and that. Yeah, it's pretty good. And I like A&E stuff and that. And I like get a feel for what I was on TV and that. So I get a little bit more feeling like, oh, this is what it is, and this is what I like when it's busy, when it's not. Quite good, quite interesting.
We're making these recordings to encourage people to volunteer. Would you have any advice or tips for somebody thinking about volunteering?
Just put down like on a bit of paper like what's your ideas, what you want to be involved in, what's your strengths, weaknesses, and then go on from then, go and see some people and then see what one's department's areas, what it's best for you.
Is there anything else you think people should know about your volunteering?
It's rewarding. Yeah, it's really good. It's a good thing to come and saying I do this for nothing, but I do it for a like, good thing and that. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Reese's experience shows how inclusive volunteering can build confidence and connection. Now let's hear from Charlie, whose journey is a brilliant example of progression. Starting as a volunteer, moving through Project Search, and now working with the pharmacy team, Charlie's story shows what's possible when support and opportunity come together.
I'm Charlie Lovett. I have been working at the James Paget for 11 years.
What do you do as a job at the James Paget?
From pharmacy, I take the medication to every ward every day to try and get the medication to the wards on time.
How did you get started with this job?
Through Project Search.
Could you tell me what you did in Project Search?
I went round to different departments, the linen, the laundry, pharmacy and logistics and the monitor room.
When did you do that? Do you remember?
2013.
Once you finished doing that with Project Search, did you find the job with the pharmacy afterwards?
Yes.
So did Project Search help you find the job?
Yes.
Okay. Could you tell me what you like about your job?
Meeting new friends and helping people.
What do you do when you come in the morning?
I go around the wards, collect the CD books and the returns and the stock forms for stores, bring them back, and then the CD books go in the yellow tray to be booked in at the hatch.
Okay. What is a CD book?
A CD book is where you order oxycodone, morphine sulfate.
I've not heard that term before. So that's useful. Thank you. Once you've done that, what's the next part of your day?
Take the urgent medication to the wards and the TTOs to the wards, to the patients to go home.
Whilst you've been doing this job, what have you learned?
Information skills, the tablets, the controlled drugs you put in the controlled drug red bags and then seal them up. You write your name and the date, rip the white copy out and then get only the staff nurses and sisters to sign the pink copy.
Okay, it sounds like you've got a good memory. When you got started, did anybody help you to learn what to do?
My manager, Lucy. Well, she helped me through Project Search.
Was there anything you found difficult?
Answering the phone, is there?
Yeah. Why did you find that difficult?
Because when I answered it, I didn't know what other people were saying.
Is it easier now?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. Do you know why it feels easier?
Because if it's one of the nurses, and then if I can't help them, I put them on secrecy and then get one of the pharmacists to deal with it.
Brilliant. Sounds like a good plan. If somebody is watching this and they're thinking about maybe applying for a job in pharmacy or taking part in Project Search, do you have any advice for them?
Come and have a look round.
I hear that you volunteered before Project Search. Can you tell us what you did as a volunteer?
Work in the pharmacy.
And did that encourage you to apply for Project Search?
Yes.
Is there anything else you think people should know about Project Search and working in the pharmacy?
It's a lovely, friendly place to work.
Today's stories from Lucy, Reese and Charlie show how inclusive volunteering isn't just possible, it's powerful. From building confidence to creating real career pathways, their journeys reflect the heart of what programmes like our Get Involved Innovation Fund aims to achieve. Supported by Volunteering for Health, the Get Involved Innovation Fund helps organisations create new opportunities for people who face barriers to volunteering, especially those with learning disabilities, autism or neurodivergent experiences, as well as looked after children. A big thank you to our guests, Lucy, Reese and Charlie. If you'd like to find out more about volunteering at the James Paget Hospital or the Get Involved Innovation Fund, you'll find more information in our episode notes.
Please don't forget to subscribe, rate and review this podcast. It all helps people find us and spread the word about volunteering. This podcast was produced for the Norfolk and Waveney Integrated Care System by Hospital Radio Norwich. Hosted by Sarah Briggs. Producer was Jules Alderson. Original music composed and performed by Philip Aldred. Interviews by Sarah Briggs and Jules Alderson.